And I'm recording again. Okay. Anyway, Barrikoff addresses issues that affect your freedom and individuality, fully documents all sources for readers to confirm. That's important. Don't ever just read anything and take it for face value. Check it out. It is hand-delivered to all the key representatives and media bureaus in Washington, D.C. It's an excellent paper. A 12-issue subscription. It's $55. 12 issues. $55. That's Barrikoff. It means the truth, Latin. All right. Next item is the book, Oklahoma City, Day One. It's a detailed account of the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, on April 19th, 1995. It's written by Michelle Marie Moore with a foreword by William Cooper. This is a really good book. If you want to see a lot of stuff that was going, the behind-the-scenes stuff about and the events surrounding the Oklahoma City bombing, this book is $16 post-paid. It's a really good book. These book orders, like I just mentioned, the Behold a Pale Horse, Oklahoma City Day One, we try to turn those out in a 24-hour time span. Okay? We do our best to do that. Now, just remember, though, if you mail something on Thursday and it gets here Saturday, it's not going to be till Monday until we ship it out. So there's a little lag there, and we have problems also like everybody else. So, but we try to send these out within 24 hours. This book, Oklahoma City Day One, it's $16, postage paid. Excellent book. Okay. Next items I'd like to cover real quick is the Branch Davidians, Last Will and Testament video. This is the video that the Branch Davidians made on their own to tell their side of the story. And the thing is, it's the actual 2-hour videotape. Okay, it was made for the BATF and the FBI to prove that no one was being held against their will. You see families there, women, children, men. The unfortunate thing about this whole thing is that the people there didn't realize that this was going to be their only chance to tell their story to the world, because all the people in this videotape are now dead. Okay, this is excellent tape if you want to see what was going on inside the Branch Davidians' home, their church, not a compound, their home, their church, and hear their side of the story. The Branch Davidians' Last Will and Testament is $30 post-paid, okay? It's $30 postage paid for the Last Will and Testament, the Branch Davidians. Okay, the next video I would like to cover is the Zapruder film. Give you a quick rundown of this. On November 22nd, 1963, Abraham Zapruder stood on a concrete abutment near the famous Grassy Knoll, as it's called, in Dallas, Texas, intending to film the President's motorcade. Instead, he filmed the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Zapruder then rushed the film to a lab where it was developed. A local TV station aired it, and it became known as the Zapruder film the very same night. The film was confiscated shortly thereafter and transport the National Photographic Laboratory in Washington, D.C., that is. The film was eventually returned to Abraham Zapruder, who promptly auctioned it off to the highest bidder, Time Life Incorporated. It was never made available to public scrutiny, and till now, if you see this film, you'll know why it wasn't made available to public scrutiny. Okay, this is your chance to acquire a very rare part of our history. Excellent film. It's the Zapruder film. It's $40 postage paid. Zapruder is $40 postage paid. Then I just got a couple more things here I'd like to cover. Alright. The Luxor video. The Luxor video is a video with, and by the way, I messed it up again. The Zapruder film has no narration. You watch the film and you study it and you study other information and you figure out what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay, make up your own mind. Okay, it's an excellent film, Zapruder film. And the Luxor tape, the next one, no narration. It's for study. Watch it. It's an excellent tape, though. It's the film of the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas, the big black pyramid with the little bright top on it. And this film is was taped shortly after the Luxor's opening in 93, in late 1993. When it was brand new and pretty looking, not all dusty and dirty now outside. It's a very mysterious place. It imparts, if you go there, some people get excited and it's the neatest hotel they ever seen, and other people have reported that it's like a tomb. It smells like death. It looks like death. But if you want to really study the emerging New World Order and see a lot of the symbolism behind it and whatnot, and see it in use and see how people just walk right by it and don't even catch on to it, you can see all that in this tape. It's a lecture video for $35, postage paid. Okay, $35 for lecture video, postage paid. All right. I think what I'll do now is... let me go over the address one more time for inquiries, letters, and one more thing too, the information packet. If you want information, send a self-addressed stamped envelope, a number 10 size. If you're unfamiliar with the number 10 size envelope, when you go buy it at the stationery store or wherever, ask them, or it'll say it on the box if you buy a package of business envelopes. Number 10, self-addressed stamped envelope. Unfortunately, I could not fill an order the other day because I got an envelope that was blank, and there was no, and it was inside of an envelope that also didn't have a return address. Okay? So if you think of the person who did that, call between 1 and 5, and we'll see if we can fix things. Please just send that if you want the information packet. Like I say, a number 10 SASE with 75 cents postage, and you're going to get the info pack covering videos, audio tapes, videotapes, and the 98 list of audio tapes from the broadcast for 1998 at the hour of the time. Okay, that's $1 included with the number 10 SASE with 75 cents postage, and just ask for the information. Okay, and we'll know exactly what you need. Okay. Terms of payment. If you want to order something, please send a blank money order. I stress blank. Don't fill it out. Blank money order. Cash, gold or silver coins. If you want to barter in gold and silver, call us and we will work out at a very equitable price. We're very fair here, and you, because we know the value of gold and silver to people and the real value of it, and we will work out a deal which will be favorable to both parties, hopefully. Okay, if you wish to call between 1 and 5 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., the number is 520-333-4578. And we'll attend to your questions as promptly as possible. One more time for the address, if you wish to order something or inquire for information or just write hello letters, whatever. It is Hour of the Time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Okay. I think that'll do it for now. Okay, I'm going to have to go away from the mic for a second to turn on the amp and get all this stuff going. I'm going to turn 101.1 FM back on the air. Okay, so just a second. And walking away. Okay. 101.1 is back on the air now. All right, if you'd like to call in, the number is 520-333-4578. That's the call-in line. And you can talk about just about anything. Bring up something. The last caller on the international broadcast that called right after we turned off the local 101.1 FM was an excellent call. I enjoy talking to him, as everybody that calls in. It's enjoyable here. I like to hear this input and hear the different people's views and what they've done and ideas and things and how they think we can fix things. So if you'd like to call in, it's 520-333-4578. I got something I'd like to talk about. Something's been really eating at me. We were talking earlier about, at least on the shortwave broadcast, unfortunately Eager missed out on a little bit of this, about planning departments or government agencies pushing people around with licensing fees and permits and inspections. Well, I got something that really irks me when I see on the news or read it, whatever, about antitrust. When Congress drags, you know, Gates up there about Microsoft or whatever, or you hear someone getting in trouble for the antitrust, or we should split them up, whatever. That eats me alive because the federal government, mainly, but unfortunately counties and cities seem to be falling into this more and more all the time, are the biggest perpetrators of this. they go around and say, well, you can't open a business without this license, which is going to cost you this much, which tells me they got a monopoly on it. Or when they come out and say, you can't open a radio station without this license or that license, or you have to follow these rules and you have to pay these fees to this agency, that's antitrust. That's a monopoly, okay? So think about that. You may disagree with me. If you do, call in, tell me, write me, whatever. Or you may agree with me. Call in anyway. But I see it all the time. People get squeezed out of endeavors, unfortunately. And businesses quite often end up in ruin because of all the fees and taxes and licenses that are required. And it's a joke. It's a pure joke. So next time you see somebody who happens to be smart and bring somebody up on the news for they're a good businessman, essentially, and it was competition, and they happen to get rich very quickly or whatever with their ideas, and they're drug up in the news or harangued by agencies for antitrust. Just think about that, though, okay? What agencies or what organizations do it the most? Government agencies, okay? When they monopolize industries by imparting fees and licenses and this requirement and that requirement they really had no right to do in the first place. And unfortunately, people fall for it. But what it does, it restricts it down, makes it so hard for someone to get into a field or an endeavor that it just chokes people out. Okay? Anyway, if you'd like to call in, the number is 520-333-4578. The line is open now. Feel free to and comment, ask questions, talk about whatever you like. Bill just had to take a break for a while. He's been on his feet for quite a while, and he just needed a break. So now I'm going to run it to the end of the show, which is about, we got about 25 minutes of call-in time at the most left in. We're going to be off the air at 9 Western, straight up. I had to get a drink of water. Anyway, I just want to talk about that because the antitrust thing just eats me alive when I see that, when I'm going after a businessman or something. Okay? Hello? Oh, I thought I heard something. It was a door. Yeah, I just heard something slam.
Did anybody call about Sean David Morton's?
No, I haven't seen nothing.
I was hoping somebody would call and tell us what he said. I'm really curious. Any of you heard what Sean David Morton said last night on Art Bell? I'd be interested to hear what it was. I want to know. You know, when we're going to become beachfront property. I want to know when it's going to happen. Well, and you know, Sean David Morton claims to know. So many of you guys heard that. Call me right now, 520-333-4578, and tell me what he said. Mm. When's it going to happen?
Bill, I had some inquiries in town today from local people.
Yeah.
If we could put out, now that they're back, 101.1 back on, just the address.
The address of what?
The P.O. Box.
Oh.
Yeah, because that's
people. 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. By the way, thanks for letting me take a break.
Oh, no problem.
Legs were killing me.
I had three just today ask me, well, how do I, every day we get cut off, and I explain why we had to do that.
Yeah.
It's a community.
It's a community service nonprofit station. For those of you listening in the Round Valley, 101.1 FM is a community service nonprofit station. We cannot and will not air commercials. So when we do commercials for the hour of the time, we have to take 101.1 FM Eager off the air until we figure out how to wire something up where we don't have to do that. We can just switch you over to music or something. But in the meantime, that's what we're doing. So if you want to know the address, get your pen and paper, and I will give it to you in about 5 minutes. I'll let you all scurry around. Get pen and paper. We'll give you the address so that you can write to the hour of the time or to 101.1 FM Eager or to me or to Pooh or to Doyle or whoever you want. Write to Crusher. He never got a letter. He'd be happy to get a letter. To tell you the truth, Crusher is our trained attack dog, and believe me, you don't ever want to mess with that dog. He is trained to protect the family, and he will do it. He definitely will do it. That dog is You talk about a terrorist.
Yeah, there you go. We finally found one.
We finally found a terrorist, boy. When he homes in on you and gives you that look and you hear that low growl in his throat, stark terror will go up your spine. Oh, my goodness.
I wonder what some of the people that have come up the driveway thought.
I don't know. I imagine he's scared him pretty bad. But he's as gentle as a baby lamb with the members of the family. And with the two little girls, too. Occasionally like to try to pull his ears off and poke him in the eye.
Hit him on the head.
Hit him on the head. And but you know, he looks at them as his puppies. So when they get rowdy or they're doing something they're not supposed to do, he'll make them stop.
Puts them in line.
He puts them right in line, makes them stop, straighten up, and behave themselves. I'm not sure that they always like that. But that's the way it happens. 520-333-4578 is the number. We've got about, 25 more minutes in the broadcast. If you'd like to call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, we're here to do that. If you don't want to do that, then you've got to listen to us and we'll do something else.
Yeah.
Good evening. You're on the air. Yeah.
Hey, you were talking earlier about the economy.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen at the end of the month.
During the month. Don't wait till the end of the month. Don't wait till tomorrow.
Right.
It's in the process already.
What I was wondering is, what can we expect between then and the rest of the year?
Well, like I said, I don't have a crystal ball. All I know is what's, you know, going to happen, what's in the process of happening. Some things I can call to the day. Other things I can call, you know, within weeks or months. But I don't know everything, and I don't have a crystal ball, and God certainly is not whispering in my ear, even though I feel that I'm sort of guided in what I do.
Maybe with the research that you've done with history and what's happened.
Well, I can tell you what's going to happen in the future, but I can't tell you what's going to happen between October and the end of December. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If the economy collapses, I mean, you've got just as much ability to foresee what's going to happen in that period as I did. It's going to be chaotic. People are going to be having a hard time. There may be even a lot of social unrest. Maybe a few congressmen might get hung. I hope they don't.
Who knows?
I guess what I'm getting at is, do you expect things to deteriorate quickly, or will it be a gradual process?
What do you want here? You know, you got to do some things for yourself. I've already told you what I know.
I understand.
I can't lay out a map for your life. That's beyond my capability to do.
Okay.
I've given you what I know, and you got to run with that. You know, my name is not Sean David Morton. I'm not Sean David Morton. I can't do what he does.
Okay. Well, listen, Bill, keep up the great work.
Okay.
And I'll be continuing to listen to you.
Thank you.
And hopefully I can support you in the near future.
Well, I hope so. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. You know, they always want more, don't they? Good evening, you're on the air.
How you doing today?
Good.
I don't think you've talked about this. I haven't listened to your show all day, or the whole time here, just caught the end of it.
Right.
But as I've been listening to shortwave, there's other stations I've listened to. One of them is, I was actually raised Catholic, but it's a Catholic station. I've been out of Catholicism for a while.
Uh-huh.
But
you'll go back.
Oh, I'll go back?
You'll go back.
I will?
Yes. I've never seen a Catholic who left Catholicism who did not go back before he died. Never seen it, not once.
Well, that's interesting. Well, we'll see. Well, my question is this.
I don't mean that negatively. It's just an observation.
You might... I don't know, I've seen enough people leave, but you might be right on your deathbed. Who knows, all that indoctrination might just suck you back in.
Yeah.
But, you seem to be familiar with this. You know that in South America, for instance, many priests were instrumental in the revolution.
Yes, Jesuit priests.
Jesuits.
Preaching liberation theology, which is Marxism.
Yeah, well, see, this is the other thing. So here we have the Catholic Church in this country.
Not the Catholic Church, Jesuits.
Jesuits. Well, how about, this is my question for this country. We only, the signers of the Declaration, I believe only one was a Roman Catholic.
Yes.
And as the Catholic Church, which is fairly powerful here, even though I'm going to assume it still is, since I've been in church for a while. Is there some kind of a conspiracy kind of thing? But does the papacy in Rome? It seems like they are always on the side of some type of a revolution against an established government.
They're on the side of world government.
See, that's what I was wondering.
They don't care how world government comes around, and neither do the communists, and neither do the Zionists. They all want world government. They all help each other to get world government. When world government is established, then they'll battle each other to find out who's going to sit on the throne of the world. The Pope wants to be the head of the world.
Okay, this has always been, even though, you know, I'm going to probably...
There's no secret. Right. The Vatican makes no secret of this.
What's that?
The Vatican makes no secret of that.
Well, and it's just that as I'm listening to shortwave radio, there's a Catholic station on, and as I was listening to it today, the people that were on it were preaching the importance of following the our government, our politicians, and the importance of the strength of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going, well, that's kind of interesting that they were pushing the strength of the state, especially when the state has voted to veto what was that terrible abortion?
Partial birth abortion.
Yes, they've now
murder.
Vetoed
abortion is murder. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what they call me because of it. Abortion is murder.
It's it's interesting. Millions of unborn children have been murdered. And again, I don't want to sound much like a I'm on a pulpit here, but. And also, I think that the murders like Kevorkian is one of the biggest mass murderers today. And he's still walking around. But back to the Catholic Church, that was quite interesting what you just said. So you feel that whatever it takes to bring everything together under one world order, then the Catholic Church would probably follow that.
Absolutely, yes, they want it. You see, once it gets there. Then the church will bring its power and its money and its followers to bear to make to attempt anyway to put the Pope on the throne of the world.
And what
at least on the religious side of the throne of the world.
And what's also interesting is the way you're indoctrinated when you're young is, of course, if you're not Catholic, well. They've lightened up the view a little bit. What it used to be, as I described,
you're condemned.
Catholic, you're basically told that you would not be saved.
That's right.
All those heretic Protestants and every other religion was not going to be saved. So therefore, you know, that puts fear into you when you're a child.
Sure.
And as you grow up, it does stay with you.
Yeah. And if what I said was not true, why are Catholic priests fomenting revolution to help bring all this about?
Back to the point that I want to get to. As I read different things, it seems like there's always priests involved in the overthrow of whatever that stable government is. Now, I wonder if they do this independently, or whether it is something that is by design.
Well, it absolutely is by design. This concept that everything in the world happens by accident is the most ludicrous, most idiotic thing that I have ever heard. There are forces at work which are serving agendas, and those agendas have plans, and those who follow those agendas are carrying out those plans.
So, not to put words in your mouth, not that all Catholics, think like me or like all Catholics, are absolute followers of the Pope, but in general, it sounds like Catholicism and the people that followed might be a little dangerous to the Republic.
No, not the people who follow, because they don't understand what's even happening. They're only dangerous when they're be guided by a subversive agenda. And that can happen without their knowledge. You understand that? Just like Zionism is dangerous.
I can understand that because here you have dogmas set up.
Yes.
That are not to be questioned.
Mm-hmm.
That they have already, you know, you're familiar with the dogmas, maybe not exactly what they are, but the dogmas, as you may or may not know, are not to be questioned within the Catholic Church.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
So therefore, if you don't, is that what you mean by people following blindly?
No, it's like the Freemasons. Those in the lower degrees have no idea that they're part of a huge movement toward one world government. And many of them would argue with you that they're not. But if you present them with the writings of the greatest Freemasons who have ever lived and written about the real religion of Freemasonry and the goals of Freemasonry, then, you know, they get red in the face and they're embarrassed and
that's interesting because Freemasonry, I believe, is anti-Catholic.
Well, you see, if you listened very carefully, or if you read very carefully the words of Adam Weishaupt, then you would have noticed that he said, we exist under different names and occupations, and we appear to oppose each other. But at the highest levels, we are of one mind.
This is a Masonic writing?
Pardon?
Is this a Masonic writing that you just quoted?
No, Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit priest who founded the Bavarian Order of the Illuminati.
I got to write his name. What's his name again?
Adam Weishaupt.
Adam Weishaupt.
Weishaupt.
Weishaupt. You know what? I think I looked that up, and something about within a Jesuit church, some strange thing was founded.
Ignatius Loyola, who was the first Inspector General of the Jesuit Order, was also a member of the, guess what?
The Fox guarding the in-house?
He was the head of the Alumbrados in Spain, which is Spanish for the Illuminati.
Interesting.
It certainly is.
But of course,
it gets even more interesting and more interesting.
What's that?
It even gets more interesting. Well, but go ahead. We don't have time to get that interesting.
Yes, I guess it's getting late, and I'll only say that I'll tune you in Monday.
Okay, and I hope we've given you some food that will provide you with some hours of pleasurable or maybe not pleasurable research.
Good night to you and Doyle.
Good night.
Good night, thanks.
Those of you who think conspiracy is a weird idea are fools. And that's a fact, if you ever heard one in your life. 520-333-4578 is the number. It is the nature of man to conspire. Many of you listening to this broadcast conspire every day.
You get together with someone, we're going to plan this, not tell nobody.
Yeah, a lot of you do it at work to get a promotion or get somebody fired or get somebody hired. Or get somebody in the back seat of your Chevy at the drive-in or something. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. I enjoyed your definition of a populist. Could you tell me what a libertarian is?
I've never been able to figure that out. They pretend to be for freedom and liberty and for the United States of America. But they believe also in what they call free trade, which is the same thing as globalism. They also believe that all borders should be opened and there should be free traffic in and out with no inspections or hindrance of any kind. And a lot of other really strange beliefs that we really don't have time to go into, but that's, you know, there's a couple there that ought to make you sit down and think.
Well, because I've been reading their newspaper, The New Federalist, and I really can't figure out. They praise the Chinese government. They seem to be praising Clinton, and it's just very, very strange.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it strange? I've found what the libertarians profess to be about and what they really are about and what they write about to be entirely two different things.
And one quick question. Behold the Pale Horse, is that revised or abridged, the book?
There was several years ago, maybe three or four corrections made to some mistakes that I made originally when I wrote the book.
Oh, because I heard some talk that you were forced to take something out of it, or?
No, I was never forced to take anything out. We found three or four mistakes, and we corrected those mistakes, and that happened, 98? That happened maybe 93 or 94, somewhere around there.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, if I find a mistake that I've made, folks, I try to correct it. I don't know what you guys do, but
we heard rumors.
But I don't like to make mistakes and not correct them. And there were three or four mistakes in the book that I discovered were mistakes, and one a glaring error, and we corrected those. And that's it. Nothing else has been changed in the book. We were not forced to remove anything or add anything ever. What can I say?
We heard that, though, on that radio show live one night. Remember when we found out that we were dead?
Oh, yeah.
We were dead.
Yeah, we were listening to the radio one night. We're sitting there listening to the radio, and we heard them announce our death. And that the book was...
First, it had been severely abridged.
And
then now was completely yanked from the market and was not available anywhere.
Yeah, we're sitting there listening. And, what can I say, folks? Art Bell is just a strange phenomenon. 520-333-4545.
4578.
See how tired I am, folks? 4578. 520-333-4578. Nope, nobody has ever forced me to add anything to my book. My book has not been monumentally changed or even basically changed or even really changed. Only three or four mistakes were corrected. If you want to go hunt down one of the original copies, you can set them side by side and turn the pages and compare the books to each other, and you will see that there is absolutely nothing of consequence has happened to my book. Nothing that would cause you to change any of what you get out of the book or the message of the book or anything for that matter. It just has not ever happened. Really weird. So nobody was listening and nobody heard what Sean David Morton said last night. I find that very hard to believe. Unless you just don't want to call up and admit that you listened to Art Bell, and I don't know why you wouldn't, because I had planned to stay up and listen to it and had recommended that that you guys do too, just to see how people's minds are shaped with this drivel and how they go about creating this mass hysteria. I mean, if you don't study the enemy, you can't fight the enemy. That's the truth.
And one night really proved this. He seemed like a very intelligent man. He had a very good job from Texas, called in. I thought they were just meteors until I heard you.
Oh, yeah. He caught the hysteria. I mean, it was just the hysteria spread across the country. I was, I was watching the sky and I saw this, this streak of light, and I thought it was a meteor until I heard this show, and now I know the aliens are landing.
I thought I got back to sleep, so I heard your show.
Yeah, this is incredible. Oh, and the classic. The classic. He's still playing on this missing time thing up in Washington State. And the classic of all was this person was in bed, asleep. A little child came in, woke up in their bed, and came in to crawl in bed with the parent. And woke the parent up, crawled in bed with the parent. And the next thing you know, the parent looked at the clock and an hour and a half had gone by. Missing time. And Bart Bell says, I knew it. It's happened to more people than we ever thought it has. Something is going on. And,
and they come late for work.
Then more calls came in about the missing time. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
This is David from Texas.
Hi, David.
And I was just wanting to find out about, I was going to probably next week order your subscription to Veritas.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to say, a money, just a blank money order, correct?
Blank money order or cash, yes. If you send cash, make sure you wrap it up real good so that no postal employee can hold it up to the light and see what's in there. And that goes for blank money orders also.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm...
And I don't mean to cast any aspersions on postal employees, but every once in a while, somebody is tempted, and we don't want to do that.
I understand. Well, I woke up to everything that was going on, I guess, right after Waco when I seen what happened. I knew something wasn't right in this country.
Yeah, well, something is terribly not right, terribly wrong in this country.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's quite a shock, and most people don't want to hear you talk about it. That's right. You know, I thought, well, people just be glad to hear all this, but definitely they don't care about hearing it.
No, they're scared. They don't want to admit that it's going on, and they don't want to be responsible for having to do something about it.
Yeah, well...
And they don't want to get on somebody's list.
And people where I work at, they think they're 401Ks is just
going to
carry them.
Their 401Ks are going to disappear over the next few weeks. Like a puff of smoke. In fact, a good chunk of most of the 401Ks and retirement funds in this country are already gone. You cannot help but be hurt when the stock market drops 1,800 points.
Oh, yeah. About 500 in the last 2 days, or close to it, I believe.
Yeah. Well, it's over 1,800 points from when I made my prediction that on or before October the 25th, it would drop 2,500 points.
I've got three calls, I got one tonight. I guess they're doing a survey in Texas here. They asked me, who would I vote for, Morrow or Bush? I said, neither one of them. I said, I'm like most people in this country, disillusioned by the political parties. Said we needed somebody to stand on the Constitution of the United States of America.
Oh, I bet that got them going.
She didn't know what to say about that. And
no, there's no box on her form to check for that.
But I said, well, wait just a minute. I said, there's one man here in Texas that includes. I said, Ron Paul. I said, from what I understand, the Republicans distanced themselves from him. And he's about the only Republican in that I would support, which I can't vote for him. He's not in my area here.
Yeah.
But she wrote that down. Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you. There's a man I used to listen to on a station here out of Livingston, Texas, and John Bryant, and he used to have some pretty good shows on. Do you know what happened to him?
I never even heard of him.
Well, he had Michelle Moore on, I know, one time. I remember I taped the program.
Uh-huh.
He was on the American Freedom Network with Norm Resnick, I believe,
on
there. Also on that same network. But I just wonder, he has some pretty good shows on there. And there's one man that he had on there, he didn't go by his, you know, real name, just Mr. A is what he referred to himself. But he talked about a lot of the symbolism in Washington, D.C. and around the country.
Be very cautious about people who will not tell you their real name.
Yeah.
Anonymous reports, anonymous letters, anonymous accusations, anonymous books are by and large, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, bogus baloney.
Well, one thing I recommended, I had a hard time getting was the ominous parallels.
Uh-huh. Well, that's an excellent book to read.
Very, very deep.
Leonard Peacock,
deep,
yeah.
For me, anyway. But I remember you said on your program, it's been years ago, I haven't been able to hear you since you moved from WGCR, now picking up again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was Penguin Books, you said, that had it available. Well, I think it was about a year after you said that I tried to get it, and they said it was not available. So
well,
I
may not. Books,
bookstore.
Books go in print and out of print all the time.
Yeah, well, I've about local Walden Books, I've tried to order just a paperback copy of it, and I had never been able to get it. I've done it two or three times.
Well, you can always go through a book search.
Well, that's what I did.
Holy
I
smokes.
Used bookstore.
You know what? We're out of time. I got to let you go right this instant because, we're gone. Gone, gone, gone.
God bless you.
You too. Good night, folks. And, Doyle?
Hey, good night, everybody.
And God bless each and every single one of you. Let me see. I think this is number 4. Okay. And we'll just do that. Trucking on out. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Shuffle Off the Buffalo.
Oh, where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Rain's gonna fall.
You've been listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for another exciting 3 hours of whoever happens to be here, because we won't. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager.
I saw people old valley with a carpet of corn for the floor.